A new wildfire near Fairbanks is drawing a major response. The Hard Luck Creek fire is burning about 25 miles northwest of town near Murphy Dome. The fire has been moving quickly through volatile black spruce. It had burned 1,000 acres as of midday, but State Information Officer Pete Buist says the flames are not immediately threatening any subdivisions.
It's not near any built-up areas of Fairbanks proper. The closest place would be the Goldstream Valley, and it's a long way from there, and most of the movement's been in the other direction.
Buist says water-dropping helicopters and planes have been used to attack the flames and protect isolated cabins on the Chattanooga River.
Right now, our primary concern is remote cabins. There are some people that live there all year round, so it's not just recreational cabins, but those structures are the ones that are closest to the fire, and that's where the emphasis is right now. Obviously, we don't want that fire running up Hard Luck Creek and over Murphy Dome and up into the Goldstream Valley, but right now the immediate concern is structures there along the Chattanooga.
Buist says more people and equipment are being put on the Hard Luck fire, and an incident management team was assigned to it today. The cause of the fire is under investigation, but it's believed to have been started by lightning. Northeast of Fairbanks, things are looking good again today on 350,000-acre four-fire Crazy Mountain complex near Circle. The Bluff Creek fire along the Steese Highway 3 miles from Circle continues to be the priority incident. State Information Officer Sarah Sarlos says a small smoke inversion has limited growth and allowed crews to attack the fire on the ground. She says heavy smoke is cloaking the Riverside community of Circle.
It's a darn smoky day. It's just looking across the parking lot. Visibility is about a quarter mile. You can't look across the Yukon, put it that way.
Sarlo says the smoke has air operations shut down, including mapping of the fire perimeter. The rail belt fires west of Nenana continue to burn up acreage, challenging fire managers trying to protect structures scattered across remote country. The fires have burned more than 382,000 acres, and Information Officer Gary Lenhausen says efforts are focused on keeping the flames from more populated areas, including along the Teklanika fire on the river on the fire's southern front.
There's 40 or 50 cabins spread along the river there, so we're concerned about the safety of those cabins right there on the river. But beyond that, if the Menno Flats South fire gets across the Teklanika River and begins to spread to the southeast, then there's a number of subdivisions in that area that it'll spread towards, including Anderson and Clear Air Force Base.
He says crews are also working the fire's northern front, trying to keep it from getting across the Tanana River.